Unit 10 Chalukyas of Badami Political History Page 22 Unit 10 Chalukyas of Badami Political History Structure 10.0 Objectives 10.1 Introduction 10.2 Background Origin 10.3 Political History Early Rulers from Jayasimha to Mangalesha 10.4 Pulakeshi II 10.4.1 His early problems. 10.4.2. His careers of conquest. 10.4.3. Consolidation and the end of his rule. 10.5. Political history from Vikramaditya to Kirtivarma II. 10.6. To sum up. 10.7. Questions for self-study. 10.8. Books for further study. Page 23. 10.0. Objectives. This unit is intended to highlight the political achievements of the Chalukyas of Badami. After studying this unit, you will be able to learn the following. Chalukyas of Badami were true political successor of Satavahanas in Deccan region. Their political and dynastic origin is not clear. Various views regarding their original home have been expressed by scholars. Outside origin theory is rejected and local origin is accepted by majority of the scholars. The early rulers from Jayasimha to Mangalesha laid strong foundation for the rise of Badami house in the history of Deccan. Political and cultural achievements of Pulakeshi II is remarkable. His court was visited by Chinese pilgrim Hyun Sang. His conquest in Deccan and south as well as his defeat of Harshavardhan entitled him to the position paramount power to the south of Vindhya mountain. Later rulers of this dynasty continued their political struggle against the Pallavas of Kanchi. Ultimately, they succumbed to the rising of Rashtrakutas. 10.1 Introduction. In the previous lessons, we have dealt with the political history of the Kadambas and the Gangas, who held sway mostly in the southern regions of Karnataka. The significant history of the Deccan and of Karnataka may be said to commence with the rules of the Chalukyas of Badami. The rise of the Chalukyas to prominence in Deccan marks the beginning of a new era in the history of Karnataka. From the middle of the 6th century to the middle of the 8th century, they enjoyed imperial authority over a great part of Deccan. The Chalukya dynasty was able to unite this region and its people and gave a place of pride and high political status. Their political influence spread in the north as far as Narmada and in the south up to the Kaveri. The whole of the Deccan came under their sway, and members of this dynasty succeeded in establishing independent kingdoms, one in Andhra, another in Gujarat. The Chalukyas of Badami established a well-organized system of administration over their vast empire and contributed largely to the development of religion, art and architecture. Inscriptions, accounts of Hyun Sang and the monuments are the main sources for the study of the history of the Chalukyas of Badami. 10.2 Background Origin. Scholars hold different views regarding the origin of the Chalukyas. A section of them, including John Fleet and B. L. Rice, attribute a foreign or outside origin to them. Page 24. Another section thinks that they appear to have represented an indigenous Kannada origin, claiming the status of Kshatriya. The Puranas and the mythological legends give more improbable versions. According to Handarika inscription of the time of Vikramaditya IV of later period, the Chalukyas were born in the interior of the Chulka or Chuluka, the hand hollowed to hold water of the sage Harit Pancha Shikhi when he was pouring out libations to the gods. The court poet of the same king Bilhana in his Vikramanka Deva Charita says that the ancestors of the Chalukyas sprang from the Chuluka of the creator Brahma when he desired to create a hero at the request of Indira to protect the earth from the evildoers. Therefore, the Chalukyas claimed descent from the sage Haritiputra and of Mandraya Gotra. They claimed that they were nursed by the seven mothers, Saptamatrikas. All the princes submitted at the very site of their Varaha Lanchana or the boar crest, which they obtained from God Vishnu. This no doubt indicates that their family god was Lord Vishnu and their banner was the boar crest. However, scholars have rejected the traditional accounts as a mere farrago of vague legends and Puranic myths of no authoritative value. The mythological etymology of the word Chalukya need not be accepted. In its place, a suggestion has been made by scholars. After a careful examination of early inscriptions, it is suggested that their original name was Chulki or Chalki, a Kannada term of an agricultural implement resembling a crowbar. Originally, the Chalukyas might have been agricultural folk residing around about Badami. But later on, when the dynasty became powerful and popular, the stories were invented to give the family the Puranic antiquity and sanctity. These are late in origin and they differ in some important particulars. It may be that in the 10th century or these about, these legends became current. At about this period, most of the ruling dynasties of the south tried to trace their origin to the north. The Kantham grant of Vikramaditya V states that 59 kings of the Chalukya lineage ruled from Ayodhya and after them 16 or Dakshinapatha. Their power was temporarily eclipsed. It was restored by Jayasimha. Again, these legends are of late origin intended to provide Kshatriya status through genealogical claims, themselves with solar and lunar lineages and epic heroes with a Brahmanical Gotra affiliations. 10.3 Political History. Early rulers from Jayasimha to Mangalesha. The earliest authentic names of this line known to history are those of Jayasimha and his son Rangaraja, who flourished in the region of Badami in the modern Bijapur district in the first half of the 6th century AD. Very little historical details are available about Jayasimha or Rangaraja. Probably these two rulers ruled from about 500 to 540 AD. According to some inscriptions of the Gangas of Talakad, Jayasimha was the daughter's son of Duruvinita, and when the Pallava tried to overpower Jayasimha, Duruvinita hurried to the support of his grandson and by defeating his enemies established Jayasimha firmly on the Chalukya throne. Page 25. However, according to Aihole inscriptions, the king of this line assumed the special title Prithvi Vallabha, and the first two above named rulers did not have this title and they have not been described as Maharajas in the Chalukyan records. It is inferred that Jayasimha held military or executive office under the Kadambas of Banavasi. It appears that he or his son Rana Raja had never been king with independent powers. In the later inscriptions, their names appear prominently as the scions of the family. Pulakeshi I, the son of Rana Raja, seems to be the first independent king of this dynasty, as he was the first to be described as Maharaja in the Chalukya's inscriptions. He has been hailed by some scholars as the founder of Chalukya dynasty. He overthrew the Kadambas and extended the Chalukya kingdom and consolidated it. He enjoyed the high-sounding imperial titles like Satya Shraya, Ranavikrama, Prithvi Vallabha and Shri Vallabha. According to the Chalukyan records, he married Durbala Devi of the Bappura or Batapura family. Badami was his capital. As indicated in his Badami inscription of 543 AD, he laid the foundations of the fort of Vatapi, Badami. This proves the fact that he was already ruling over the territories of modern Bijapur district. After fortifying the city of Badami and strongly garrisoning, he declared his independence. The same inscription extols him as the former of Hiranyagarbha, Mahadu, Aswamedha and many other sacrifices. The fortress enjoyed excellent natural defense as it stood in the hillock surrounded by the Malaprabha River and Mahakuta hills. Within a distance of 8 miles from the river Malaprabha, there is the Pattadakal, which closely associated with the subsequent history of this family. He is praised in the grants of his son Mangalesha for his wisdom in counsel and his knowledge of the laws of Manu and of the epics Ramayana and Mahabharata and other ancient works. Pulakesin I had two sons by his queen Durlabha Devi, namely Kirtivarman and Mangalesha. 10.4. Pulakeshi II. 10.4.1. His early problems. Pulakeshi I was succeeded by his son Kirtivarman I in 566 AD. He extended the boundaries of the Chalukya kingdom and consolidated it by defeating Nalas, Mauryas and Kadambas. The Nalas were at that time probably ruling the territory known as Nala Devi, which lay in the direction of Bellary and Kurnool area. The Mauryas were ruling in Konkan with their capital at Puri. After its conquest, the western region was placed in charge of the Dhruva Raja Indravarma, who belonged to the Bapura family. He appears to have been related to Kirtivarman from his mother's side. Though the Kadambas were defeated earlier, they were not completely subjugated. Page 26. Kirtivarman I defeated Kadamba ruler and incorporated a large portion of the Kadamba territory to his kingdom. The Sendrakas, formerly the feudatories of the Kadambas, transferred their allegiance to the Chalukyas. Kirtivarman I married the sister of Senananda of the Sendraka family. It is clear from the above accounts that under Kirtivarman I, the Swami of the Chalukya kingdom was extended on all directions. He performed the Agni Tonuk and Buhusuvarna sacrifices. Kirtivarman I had the title of Satyashraya, Pururana Parakrama and was also known as Vallabha or Prithvi Vallabha. He had four sons, namely Pulakeshi II, Vishnuvardhana, Dharasraya, Jayasimha and Buddhavarsa. At the time of his death, his eldest son Pulakeshi II was too young to shoulder the responsibility of governing the kingdom. Therefore, Mangalesha, his younger brother, succeeded to the Chalukyan throne in 596 AD. He ruled up to 610 AD. Mangalesha continued the policy of expansion, and one of his earliest wars of conquest was directed against Kalachuri, who had established their authority over many parts of central India, including Malwa, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Vidarbha. Mangalesha invaded the Kalachuri kingdom and defeated Buddharaja in 602 AD. This was a crushing blow which soon disintegrated the Kalachuri political authority, clearing the way for the expansion of Chalukyas in the north. The Nerur grant refers to the killing of Chalukya chief Swami Raja, who was apparently ruling at the Konkan with his headquarters at Revati Dvipa in the Arabian coast. Mangalesha placed the territory under the charge of Dhruva Raja Indravarma. Mangalesha had the titles of Rana Vikarma, Uruna Vikarma and Prithvi Vallabha or Sri Prithvi Vallabha. He had been described as Parama Bhagavata, that is, a great devotee of Vishnu. The famous Vishnu cave temple at Badami was excavated by him. Towards the end of Mangalesha's reign, there was a civil war between him and his nephew, Pulakeshi II, son of Kirtivarma. The cause of the quarrel, according to the Aihole inscription of Pulakeshi II, was Mangalesha's attempt to secure the throne for his own son. As a result of this war, Mangalesha lost his life and throne of Badami passed to Pulakeshi II. 10.4.2. His career of conquest. Though victorious in the civil war against his uncle, Pulakeshi II had to confront several difficulties to establish himself securely on the throne. The civil war practically shook the infant kingdom. The enemies became active on all sides. Even the home provinces were threatened by hostile kings, taking advantage of the vicissitudes that confronted the young prince. But Pulakeshi II proved himself equal to the task. He had to begin the work of building up of the Chalukyan Empire all over again. All the enemies that were defeated by Kirtivarman and Mangalesha refused to acknowledge the Chalukyan overlordship. The most formidable among them were the Rashtrakuta chiefs named Appayika and Govinda, who raised a standard of revolt against the new ruler. Pulakeshi II confronted their army on the bank of the river Bhima and defeated them. Page 27. One of them ran away from the battlefield while the other surrendered. After having established himself securely on the throne, he launched a campaign of conquest. Pulakeshi II launched an extensive campaign of conquest, which has been testified by his Aihole Parasati composed by Jaina poet Ravikirti, who is equated with Bharavi and Kalidasa. It gives an elaborate account of his achievements. The Aihole inscription is a unique historical document. It gives the early history of the Chalukyas of Badami, including the conquest of Pulakeshi II. This inscription is dated 634 to 635 AD. Moreover, this is the first document in which the name of Kalidasa is mentioned and helps to fix the date of Kalidasa. This is composed in Sanskrit, which is known for its literary style. According to Aihole inscription, Pulakeshi II marched against Banavasi, where the Kadamba chief still held their ground. By defeating them, he occupied it. Then he defeated the Gangas and the Alupas of South Kanara. The minor dynasty and local chieftains who had ruled in South Kanara district for several centuries. The Gangas were doubtlessly the celebrated Western Gangas of Talcad. Pulakeshi then turned against the Konkan and again defeated the Mauryas of Konkan. Further in the north, Latas, Malwas and Gurjaras were subdued. Pulakeshi's success in the Gujarat region is indicated by the establishment of a Chalukya viceroyalty. In 643 AD, we find Vijayaraja of this family governing the area. The Aihole inscription next speaks of a victory of Pulakeshi over Harsha, the mighty king of Kanauj, and of the Chalukya king's presence in the region of Vindhya and Rewa, Narmada. This event is also known from accounts of Hyun Sang. The struggle between the two kings apparently ensued from the attempts of both to extend their power. Consequent of his defeat, Harsha's attempt to extend his power in the south was ended in failure. According to Hyun Sang, Siladitya Raj Harsha, filled with confidence, himself marched to confront with this prince, Pulakeshi, but was unable to prevail upon and subjugate him. This was in fact the only check to the otherwise victorious career of Harshavardhana. Some scholars believe that this might have taken place before 612 or 613 AD, only 2 or 3 years after Pulakeshi's accession. But this seems improbable. Most likely, the battle was fought between 630 and 634 AD. Later, Chalukya records claim that the Pulakeshi assumed the title of Parameshwara, Paramount Overlord, after this event. This is not historically accurate since the title is applied to him in an early inscription of 613 AD. The above-mentioned conquest secured for Pulakeshi the sovereignty of 3 Maharashtrakas, great kingdoms comprising 99,000 grams. The 3 Maharashtra as appear to be the regions of present Maharashtra, Karnataka and western coastal tract of Konkan. Thus this empire included the major portion of the western peninsular India extending from Gujarat to southern Karnataka. Page 28. The Aihole inscription next describes how the Chalukya king directed his arms towards the eastern Deccan, where the Kosalas and the Kalingas were the river Kaveri, and in defeating the Cholas, Keralas and Pandyas, he apparently secured their allegiance. After these victories, Pulakeshi entered his capital triumphantly and performed Digvijaya ceremony. 10.4.3 Consolidation and End of His Rule. About the year 641 AD, the empire of Pulakeshi was visited by Chinese pilgrim Hyun Sang, who had left a vivid account of the country. According to him, the king was a Kshatriya and was obeyed by his subjects with perfect submission. His plan and understanding were widespread and his beneficent activity was felt over a great distance. The soil was regularly cultivated and was very productive. The climate was hot and the people were all of tall stature and hot, stern and vindictive character, were honest and simple. After a successful rule of more than 3 decades, Pulakeshi was confronted with a grim situation. The danger came from the Pallava of Kanchi, who cherished inveterate hatredness against the Chalukyas. On account of the latter's rise to power, he easily defeated them. The Chalukya army then followed the coastal routes towards the south. The fortress of Pistapura in the Godavari district was invaded and was reduced. The ruling house Pistapura was overthrown and Pulakeshi's younger brother Kubja Vishnuvardhana was placed in charge of the newly acquired kingdom. He became the founder of the celebrated Eastern Chalukya dynasty, Vangi Mandala, which lasted until 1070 AD. He also defeated the Vishnukundins. South of Vishnukundin kingdom lay the territory ruled by the Pallavas, whose rapidly growing power rivaled that of Pulakeshin himself. Pulakeshin II defeated the Pallava king Mahendravarman II, who compelled to take shelter behind the ramparts of his capital, the city of Kanchi. The Chalukya conqueror penetrated deep into the heart of the Pallava kingdom. It took several years for the Pallava king to recover from this defeat. Next, Pulakeshin II is said to have crossed Narasimha Varman I, who succeeded Mahendra Varman I to the Pallava throne, resolved to avenge the defeat of his father at the hand of Pulakeshin. The Chalukyan monarch, foreseeing the peril, sent his army against the Pallava ruler, and fierce battles took place in different places. In these battles, the Pallava king gained the upper hand and Pulakeshin suffered reverses. Narasimha Varman I pursued the Chalukyan forces and laid siege to the capital. To mark this victory, an inscription was engraved on a rock in the Badami fort by the Pallava victor. He assumed the title of Vatapikonda. Princess Manavarman of Ceylon appears to have participated in the war on the side of the Pallava. This event took place in 642 AD. Nothing is known of Pulakeshin after this event. It appears that he lost his life while heroically defending his capital. This was a great calamity to the Chalukyan Empire, which passed a state of temporary eclipse. For about 13 years, the Chalukyan Empire remained a disintegrated state without central authority to exercise control. Page 29. The Pallava ruler occupied southern portion of the Chalukyan Empire. It is difficult to draw up a cogent account of the condition that prevailed during this dark period. Pulakeshin had left behind 5 sons, namely Aditya Varman, Chandraditya I, Vikramaditya I, Rana Raga Varma, and Jayasimha. They failed to unite and revive the imperial glory of their house. Finally, it was Vikramaditya I who drove away the Pallavas from the Chalukya kingdom. Pulakeshin's reputation and influence spread beyond the limits of India. According to Muslim historian Tabari Khusru II, the king of Persia received an embassy from the Chalukyan king in the 36th year of his reign, that is in 625 to 626 AD. Tabari gives the name of the king of India, Parameshwara, which is known from the epigraphically evidence to have been a second name of Pulakeshin II. An embassy in return was also sent to India from Persia. Some have sought to identify 2 panels of the paintings in same number, one at Ajanta, one on the ceiling as a representation of Khusru and his consort Shirin, and the other on the wall of the front aisle, as showing Pulakeshin receiving the return embassy from Persia. Pulakeshin II is undoubtedly the greatest king of the Chalukya house of Badami and one of the greatest monarchs of ancient India. Pulakeshin is best known for his Virudha Satyashraya. He is also known to have enjoyed the titles Vallabha or Prithvi Vallabha or Sri Prithvi Vallabha and to have assumed the imperial title Parameshwara as a second name. 10.5 Political History from Vikramaditya to Kirtivarman II. Vikramaditya, 655 to 681 AD, freed Chalukya kingdom from Pallava occupation in about 655 AD. The next task of Vikramaditya I was to wipe out the disgrace cast on the kingdom by subjugating the Pallavas and to bring about stability. He carried out this task successfully. The Hyderabad Grant states that Vikramaditya fought with the 3 Pallava monarchs, namely Narasimha Varman I, his son Mahendra Varman II and grandson Parameshwara Varman I. Vikramaditya is described in it as having obliterated the fame of Narasimha, destroyed the power of Mahendra, and surpassed Parameshwara Varman I in statesmanship and thus crushed the Pallavas. He is further said to have captured Kanchi after conquering Parameshwara Varman I. The Gadwal Granth describes him as the destroyer of the family of Mahamalla Narasimha Varma and of the Pallava lineage. Later records represent him as capturer of Kanchi after defeating the Pallavas and humbling the kings of the Cholas, Pandyas and Keralas. He is described as getting obeisance done to him by the rulers of Kanchi, who were the cause of his family's humiliation. The Ganga ruler Bhuvikrama also rallied to the support of Vikramaditya I in defeating his enemies. Further, the Gadwal Granth of Vikramaditya states that he emulated the exploits of his father and advanced in south as far as the Chola capital at Urugapura on the southern bank of the Kaveri in 674 AD. Page 30. Later inscriptions record complimentary epithets regarding his ability as a warrior, his defeat of the Pallavas and the capture of Kanchipuram. He is said to have become overlord of the whole earth, including within the three seas. Thus he made prolonged and successful efforts to regain the fallen fortunes of his family. He not only re-established the Chalukya supremacy after overpowering the formidable enemies, but also consolidated the empire and established peace. He was succeeded by his son Vinayaditya in 681 AD. We find Vinayaditya engaged in the administration of the kingdom during his father's time. His rule was comparatively prosperous and peaceful. The king was loyally served by feudatories like the Alupas, the Sendrakas and others. He was ably assisted by his crown prince Vijayaditya. Vinayaditya bore the title Yuddha Malla. Ranna, the author of the Gudayuddha, refers to him as Durdhara Malla. He was succeeded by his son Vijayaditya, who ruled from 693 to 733 AD. Like his father and grandfather, Vijayaditya associated his son Vikramaditya II in the administration of the kingdom. A major event during his reign was another war with the Pallavas, in which Yuvaraja Vikramaditya commanded the army. He defeated Pallava Parameshwara Varma and received tribute from him. He built a Shiva temple at Pattadakala called Vijayeshwara or Sangameshwara. His queen Vinapotigal performed Hiranya Garbhadana. His sister Kumkuma Mahadevi built a Jaina temple at Lakshmeshwara. He was succeeded by his Vikramaditya II, who ruled from 733 to 745 AD. Soon after his accession, he had to face Arab invasion. The Arab had captured large areas in Sindh, but they met with reversal when they penetrated into the Chalukya kingdom. The Arabs were defeated and driven back by the feudatory Chalukya prince Avani Janasraya, who was ruling Lata country. He then annexed the Gurjara territory and extended the boundary of the later country. Vikramaditya II honored him from this victory, which extended the boundaries of the empire. Soon after this, Vikramaditya began war against the Pallava ruler of Kanchi, Nandivarma II. Vikramaditya made up his mind to destroy his hereditary foe, who had cast a shadow upon the glory of his ancestors. He undertook his first expedition during his father's time. The second expedition brought him complete victory. He defeated the Pallava ruler and drove him from battlefield, seized a number of war elephants, entered the city of Kanchi without damaging it. He pleased its people by his liberal gifts of Brahmins, the poor alike. He achieved a great fame by giving to Raja Simheshwara temple heaps of gold that he had captured from the enemy. Thus the Chalukya ruler paid his foe back in the same coin by putting up an inscription. Then the Chalukya king destroyed the power of the Pandya, Chola, Kerala and Kalabhra other kings and set up a pillar of victory on the shores of the southern ocean. Sometime later, another expedition against the Pallava kingdom was led by Vikramaditya's son Kirtivarma II the Yuvaraja. The Pallava ruler, unable to face him, took refuge behind the walls of the fort. This was the third conquest of Kanchi claimed for Vikramaditya. Page 31. Kirtivarman II succeeded his father in 745 AD. He was the last Chalukya ruler of Badami House, and as the later Chalukya records put it, in his reign the Rajeshri of the Chalukyas disappeared from the face of earth. His feudatories were awaiting for opportunity to overthrow the authority of the Chalukyas. Chief among them was the Rashtrakuta feudatory Dantidurga. As early as 749 AD, he asserted his independent position. Within the next 12 years, he grew stronger. The Samangad grant of 754 AD shows that by that date, northern provinces of the Chalukya Empire had been completely occupied by the Rashtrakutas. Further, the Samangad grant states that Dantidurga acquired supreme sovereignty by conquering Vallabha, Kirtivarman II. Dantidurga is described as the conqueror of the Karnataka army, that is, the forces of the Chalukyas, which had previously subdued the lord of Kanchi, the king of Kerala, the Cholas, the Pandyas, the illustrious Harsha and Vajrata. Soon Dantidurga succeeded in occupying many parts of the Chalukya kingdom. Now Kirtivarman II, confined to his home province, was compelled to acknowledge Dantidurga's sovereignty. However, in 757 AD, shortly after the death of Dantidurga, he made an attempt to retrieve the fallen fortunes of his family. But the Chalukya king was defeated again by Rashtrakuta king Krishna I. Thus ended the rule of the Chalukyas of Badami in 757 AD. 10.6. To sum up, in the above write-up, we have discussed about the origin and rise of Chalukyas of Badami in the Deccan region. An attempt is made to make you understand the Chalukya house was true political successor of Satavahana in Deccan. Contribution of early rulers from Jayasimha to Mangalesha is brought to your notice, and their political efforts in laying strong foundation for the rise of independent Chalukya power in Deccan. Pulakesi II's political career and his achievement is unique in the history of Deccan. He became paramount lord by defeating his contemporaries, including Harshavardhana of North India. His name and fame spread not only within India but abroad also. His political struggle was continued by the later Chalukya ruler. In their struggle against the feudatories and Pallavas of Kanchi, they succumbed to the rising power of the Rashtrakutas. 10.7. Questions for self-study. Number 1. Explain the origin and early history of Chalukyas of Badami. Number 2. Evaluate the achievements of Pulakesi II. Number 3. Accounts for the strained political relation between Chalukyas of Badami and Pallavas of Kanchi. Number 4. Explain briefly the political history of the Chalukyas of Badami. Page 32. 10.8. Books for further study. Number 1. J. Yazdani, Early History of the Deccan. Number 2. P. B. Desai, History of Karnataka. Number 3. R. R. Divakar, Karnataka Through the Ages. Number 4. K. A. Nilkanta Shastri, A History of South India. Number 5. Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan Series, The Classical Age, Volume 3. Number 6. M.G.S. Narayana, Reinterpretations in South Indian History. Number 7. Karashima, South Indian History and Society. Number 8. Burton Stein, Peasant State and the Society in Medieval South India.